In fact, my son is quite ill today.
啊，今天 Joseph 是带病来，啊，来带我们敬拜。
That's why I can't sing.
所以刚刚我们看到他当中
But he said because he's on duty, he has to be in church.
感谢主，因为他知道说他今天是他，今天是他的 rota， 所以他今天就还是带病坚持来带领大家敬拜。
Praise God.
感谢主。
So just by being here is a great triumph.
感谢主，我们的出现都是一种得胜。
You know, today I want to talk to you about rending the heavens. Rend the heavens, which means tear the heavens.
今天我跟大家分享的主题是将天堂
Open the heavens.
就是将天堂敞开敞开。
Now, before we begin, I would like to talk to you just about Jacob in Genesis chapter 45.
那么在我开始之前呢我想用创世纪四十五章跟大家讲讲雅各的故事。
Most of us know the story about Jacob.
大家都很对雅各的这个故事呢可能都很熟悉。
Jacob is the twin brother. Who's the other brother?
那么雅各他呢是他的双胞胎他另外他的哥哥是谁呢
Esau.
是以扫。
And you see, God has a calling upon his life.
那么神呢对雅各的生命有一个呼召。
You see, like in Romans it says that before anything happens, God has already decided who is he going to give the land to, who is he going to bless, it's all ordained by God.
那么神呢是在一切事情发生以前呢在神的定义当中他已经决定了他要祝福谁他要将哪块地赐予谁。
It's like that GodChosen Israel to in the Old Testament as His people.
所以在教育当中，我们看到神他在定义当中拣选了以色列民成为他的百姓。
So the Gentiles can't say it's unfair.
所以呢，可能外邦人不能说好像不公平。
So Paul is saying, how can the clay complain to the potter if the potter chooses to make a certain vessel?
所以保罗在他的书信当中说为什么这个泥匠这个陶匠陶泥啊做陶的那个泥向那个陶匠来投诉说你把我做成这样子呢
So if we are lumps of clay, we are lumps of clay, and God makes us into different vessels, the vessel can't complain, why did you make me?
所以我们就好像那个神用泥土所造的那个器皿如果神造我们每一个器皿不同有不同的功效的话那么与我们而言不可以向神来埋怨
So God made you into a teapot and makes another a teacup the teacup can't complain why are you making me a teacup and not a teapot
所以如果神造我们是那个茶壶也好或者茶杯也好做茶杯的那个不会向神投言说为什么你不把我造成茶壶呢
So in chapter 9Paul is talking about, that's the decision in Romans chapter 9, you don't have to turn to it. I'm just using that as an example, how the potter is the one who decides.
所以在罗马书九章就讲到说你陶匠有这样的一个 权利在决定他做什么。
So whatever reason, Jacob has been chosen.
所以不管出于什么样的原因呢雅各呢是被神所拣选的那一位。
That he will have 12 sons.
那么从雅各会有生十二个儿子
they become Israel, the 12 tribes.
十二个儿子会成为以色列的十二族人
So Jacob played a very important role
所以雅各在以色列的民族历史上起了一个非常大的作用
But it all went wrong
但是后面的事情呢就发生了一些差错
Well, one day he sends Joseph to his brothers
那么 有一天呢他派他的儿子约瑟去看他的哥哥
And then his son never came back
然后呢他所爱的这个约瑟呢再也没有回来过了
And that his brothers sold Joseph to Egypt.
后来我们知道事情的故事的发生呢就是他的哥哥把约瑟呢卖到埃及为奴
And his brothers dipped his multicolored coat into blood and then took it back to his father. And his father thought Joseph died.
所以呢他的哥哥呢把约瑟穿的那个七彩衣呢脱下来然后沾上动物的血拿回去给他的父亲雅各说你的儿子被动物所吃掉了。
And so Joseph for, we don't know exactly how long, but at least 13, 15 years was mourning for Jacob.
那么在圣经中没有准精确的记载但是我们 大概知道是差不多有十几年的时间，雅各呢都在为他的儿子的去世来哀动。
Heart broken.
他的心都碎了。
Because he was the oldest son of his beloved wife.
那是因为约瑟呢是他所爱之妻生的长子。
Amen. You see, many of times when we read the Bible, we see the last episode.
很多时候当我们读故事的时候我们看到最后一集。
So we know what happened.
我们知道最后事情的结局是怎样。
As an audience, we always knew Joseph is alive.
但是当我们在读这故事的时候因为我们读了后最后一集我们知道说约瑟其实他们生命没他还是活着的。
Why? Because we got the whole set of drama.
因为我们有整个剧集的全集都在这边。
It's all 20 episodes.
整个全部20集都在这边。
And we fast forward and saw the ending.
可能我们赶快前进，看到了最后的大结局。
How many of you know whenever you watch a drama, you watch the ending first and then you go back to the beginning? It's not the same.
有多少人知道，如果我们看连续剧的时候，如果我们从一开始把大结局看了，然后我们再从头开始看，那个感觉是很不一样的。
It's not as exciting.
没有从你最初一集一集这样看更让人兴奋。
Can you imagine if you don't know the ending, if you did not know that, if you did not know that Joseph was still alive, how would you feel?
如果想象如果我们跟雅各一样不知道事情的结局我们不知道那个最后其实约瑟还活着这个事实的话那么当时他的心情会怎样的呢
And here is that's exactly Jacob's position.
这也是当时雅各他真实的一个光景。
He did not know that Joseph was still alive.
因为当时他并不知道他的爱子约瑟还活着。
He did not know that his sons were scamming him. He lied to him.
他不知道他的儿子们是其实在欺骗他。
So he was living under a lie.
所以他的活在一个谎言当中。
And then second, he did not know his son was still alive.
而且他也不知道他哀动的这个儿子他还活着其实是。
And yet, thirdly, God made a promise.
第三他不知道其实神对他有一个应许。
God made a promise to him at Bethel.
那么在
Bethel.
在
The house of God.
在那个 Bethel 那个地方的时候神其实给他他做梦
Remember he saw the angels coming up and down on the ladder?
在他的那个异梦当中他看到那个通往天堂的那个。
And God made a promise to him that he will be the father of will give him the promised land.
那么在那个异梦当中神给他应许说会赐给他一块地。
You see, whenever God gives us a promise,
当神给我们一个应许的时候
his job is to fulfill that promise.
那么神他会来实现他的应许。
And for us, that's where the problem in life is.
当我们遇到生命中的问题的时候
It becomes uncomfortable when God wants to fulfill that promise.
那么当我们觉得神要来实现这个应许的时候我们觉得很困难。
And yet, because we don't know that.
因为我们看不到整个图片。
So we go to all the conferences, we go to the meetings, and we lift up our hand, Lord, I ask you to use me.
所以我们参加各样的营会各样的会议我们跟神祷告说神啊求你来使用我。
What's my call in life?
我生命中的呼召是什么
And then someone said, you are called to go to minister in China.
可能有一些讲员在你身上发愿说哦你被神呼召要去中国传福音。
You'll be a great missionary there.
你会在那边成为一个大的那个
Many thousands of people will be saved.
有很成千上万的人会借着你来得救。
Great miracles happen.
有很大的神迹奇事会借着你发生。
And then even worse, an angel appears telling you that.
然后或者更夸张会有天使出现在你面前的告诉你
And then everybody listens to you and so all envious
然后很多人就带着很羡慕的那种眼光看着你
I wish I had that kind of vision
我很多人可能说啊，我希望我也得到这样的一个意向
I wish I can be so somebody so significant
我也希望我像谁是谁一样这么好像成为一个很有意义很重要的一个人
See that's the problem
其实很多时候这就成为我们的一个问题。
God goes out to fulfill that promise.
神会自己会成就他的应许。
You see, God's way are not our ways.
神的道路不是我们的道路。
We expect suddenly somebody come, I hear that God called you to China. Here's £1 million.
可能我们想象中的场景是，哇，突然有一个人出现在我面前说，我听到神说要呼召你去了中国，这个就是一个资金给你。
You fly first class, I bought a 5-bedroom mansion in Beijing for you.
我给你，你坐那个商务舱去到北京，我在那边已经给你买了一个5居室的大房别墅给你。
You and I know from the Bible that's not how God sends you there.
其实我们从圣经的那些故事当中，我们知道这不是神来使用我们差派我们的方式。
When God sends Paul to preach, he said, "I called you to preach to the kings."
当神来呼召在差派保罗的时候，他说：“我呼召你去向君王要传福音。
”He never said as a prisoner.
但他并没有说是以一个囚犯的那种方式把你派到站立在君王面前。
He sends Joseph to Egypt as a slave.
好像主神派了约瑟去到埃及是一个为奴的方式。
We as Christians better wake up.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们最好赶快觉悟。
To God's ways of doing things.
让我们认识到神做事的方法。
It is not our way.
并不是我们人所以为的方式。
Sometimes God chooses to do it that way because He knows it is good for you.
很多时候神用他的方式做事，因为他知道他的方式与我们是有益的。
It is a way to defeat your flesh.
是这种方式来致死我们的肉体。
To defeat your doubts about him.
来让我们来破碎我们对神的很多的质疑和怀疑。
We don't know why God choose to do things that way.
很多时候我们不明白为什么神会用这种方式行事。
But one thing we do know, he is doing something.
有一件事情我们很确定，就是神实实在在在做事。
You see, for all those years, Jacob was mourning and mourning and mourning. Oh God, what's happening? What's how are you going to fulfill the promise that you made in my life?
所以就想象在这里雅各一样，他能在十几年的光阴当中，他都在不断的在哀痛，在质疑问神说：“你如何在实现我生命中的应许？”
The one that I have chosen, Joseph, is already dead.
他说：“我所爱的那个儿子已经死了。”
That prophecy that you gave me cannot be true.
你给我的那个预言，那个应许不可能成就了。
Because the one who's going to inherit from me is dead.
因为呢，要从我那边继承产业的那一位已经死了。
So all those years, heaven was silent.
所以对于雅各来说，这么多年好像天都已经是静默的。
That's why when we pray, sometimes heaven is silent.
就好像我们很多时候祷告的时候，我们觉得神没有垂听，好像天是向我们关闭的。
And we pray.
我们祷告。
And we pray.
我们继续祷告。
Heaven remains shut.
然后我们觉得
remains silent.
好像我们觉得天继续的关上，继续的保持沉默。
What do you do?
那么这个时候你做什么呢？
You pray.
你还是继续祷告。
You still pray.
还是继续祷告。
And you still pray.
坚持不懈的祷告。
Because what else can you do?
因为除了祷告没有什么可以做的。
Amen. What else can you do?
没有什么其他可以做的。
The one thing I want you to know today is just because heaven is silent does not mean God is not doing something.
今天我想跟大家说的是，当我们觉得天好像已经天堂好像向我们关上的时候，并不代表神没有在做事情。
God is working things out to fulfill what He has planned for you and He's planned for me.
所以，因为神正在用他的方式在有所作为，为要实现在你我生命当中的应许。
You see, eventually, when the whole thing is revealed, you begin to realize, no wonder episode 1 and 2 that things happen. It all connects.
所以很多时候当我们看到那个事情的最后的结局的时候，我们会恍然大悟说，哦，原来为什么最初第一集第二集会出现这样一个场景。
You see, the problem with people, with Christians is because they don't trust God, because God is silent, their faith becomes shipwrecked. They give up on God to say, there is no God. He doesn't love me. There can't be a God.
所以很多时候，因为我们对我们基督徒来说，因为我们觉得神是保持静默的，所以我们觉得神没有垂听我们的祷告，我们的信心受到很大的挫败。我们说，神你在哪里？神你为什么不垂听？
See,
很多很多的质疑。
When that happens, all it proves is that God is not an idol.
所以当这样的事情发生的时候，证明一点，神不是一个偶像。
Because an idol, the way your attitude towards idol is.I need something, I go to see him, I pray. Then I go away, live my life. When I need some more, I go and pray. And then I leave. That's an idol. There's no relationship. An idol is a slot machine. An idol is just something that you go and place your order.
所以对于我们对于一个偶像的一个处理的方式呢，就是如果我们有需要去到那个偶像那边祷告，得到我们所需的，然后我们又离开过我们的日子，如果又有需要又去到那边，所以我们跟偶像之间是没有任何关系而言的。
But God wants to demonstrate to you and me that He's alive.
但是神想让我们证明的是，他是那位活着的神。
That He's interested in every detail of your life.
他对我们生命中发生的每一个细节他是感兴趣的。
That he's working things out without you knowing.
很多时候机会我们没有察觉到，但神仍然在我们生命中有所作为。
That he's preparing things to surprise us.
神很多时候做一些事情会让我们感到极大的意外。
You see, we got to move beyond. I pray, I expect answer. I pray, I expect answer. I only go to God when I have a need.
所以我们只要尝试超越这样一个心态，说很多时候我们觉得我们祷告了，我们就应该得到我们所求的。我们跟神不只是一种好像一种所一直索取的一种状态。
That's what you do to an idol, but you do not do that to God.
这就是我们好像对一个偶像我们会处理方式，但对于这位又真又活的神，我们不应该这样。
He lives in you.
他是活在我们里面的。
He is with you.
他是时时与我们同在的。
He wants you to know His heart.
神想让我们明白他的心意。
You see, to fulfill things in our lives, to answer our prayer is the easiest thing he can do for us.
其实神很多时候要满足我们的需求，来垂听我们的祷告，其实对于神而言是最容易做的事情。
But to win us our hearts over to him is more difficult.
但是更难的是让我们的心意被神得着。
You see, God loves us.
神很爱我们。
He wants us to know him.
神想要的是让我们更多的来与他亲近，认识他。
He will use anything to draw you to him.
神会使用各样的方式，为了就是让吸引我们来靠近他。
You see, you look at Jacob. For all the 15 odd years, he thought his son was dead.
所以我们看到在雅各身上发生的事情，那十几年的光阴，他都觉得他自己的爱子都死了。
He thought heaven was not listening to his cries.
他觉得神并没有垂听他的哀哭。
And yet God was.Fulfilling things.
但是神就是在静默当中，神都在实现他的应许。
Until the time came,
直到神所命定的时间的时候。
When Joseph became the prime minister,
当神让约瑟成为埃及的宰相的时候。
See, while Jacob is in Canaan, in the promised land, never in a million years does he know that Joseph is now the second most powerful person in the entire region.
所以当时在住在迦南地那个应许地的那个他的老父亲雅各万万没有想到他的儿子约瑟居然成为了在当时埃及全地第二位做了第二把交椅的那个宰相的
那个位置。That's why we do not despise whatever God is doing for you in your life is something important.
所以我们一定不要轻看神在你我生命当中做的每一件小事。
The worst thing you can do is to give up and throw God and throw Christianity into the dustbin.
所以你最坏的一个情况就是你最好你说不信主了，那我就不信耶稣了。
Amen. You see, with God, everything needs to be paid by faith.
在我们作为基督徒，我们任何事情都是靠信心而行。
The only thing He wants from us is not to give up on Him, is to believe Him.
神唯一不向我们做的事，就不要放弃神，要我们一直的相信他。
The more I get to know God, the more He's a mystery to me.
当我更多的认识神的时候，我觉得神有很多很多的奥秘。
How many of you know you just about trying to understand something about God, and it turns out you don't understand?
有多少人遇到这样的情况，你觉得好像好像更了解他，但突然就觉得就出现一些事情让你觉得不了解他了。
You never get quite get to the truth. The more you peel, the more it gets deeper, the more it gets mysterious.
就好像你那个真理一样，好像剥洋葱一样，好像你抛开的越多，你好里面更多的那个奥秘出现，你觉得越来越深奥。
God is wonderful.
我们的神是奇妙的神。
And He wants you to know that.
神想让我们看到这一点。
Like I said, for Jacob, while God is moving, pushing Joseph to become prime minister in order to save Israel from the famine, that's what's God's purpose. But Jacob could not see that.
所以当神在进行他的一切的作为，他把约瑟一步一步带到那个埃及宰相的那个地步，为了来拯救以色列民出这个饥荒。
We don't see ourselves in God's plan.
所以很多时候当就雅各他看不到那个情况，很多时候我们在那个光景当中也看不到神的作为。
We don't see our identity in God.
很多时候我们看不到在基督里面我们的真实的身份。
He is the potter.
他是那个陶匠。
Not this world.
他并不是这个世界的。
The world is trying to make all of us bankers, doctors, pharmacists, if you're Indian.
对吗？如果按照世界的标准来说，我们的目的就成为医生、律师，所有的师就好了。
But God has something for all of us to do.
但是神给我们的旨意是让我们要成为他所要成为的样式。
Amen. So can you see if today you could be like Jacob. Why is my life so different from what I expected it to be?
所以很多时候你会质疑说，为什么我的生命跟我所期盼的那个样式差离这么远呢？
How come heaven is silent?
为什么好像天向我是闭关上的呢？
To my prayers.
对于我的祷告。
Well, ask Jacob.
那么我们来问问雅各。
What was it like all those years?
那么对于雅各当时他觉得他的祷告不蒙垂听。
The answer Jacob will tell you is that I didn't know that God was doing something, was fulfilling His promise on my life.
可能雅各会告诉你，我当时根本不知道神在做什么，我根本都不知道神原来正在实现他在我生命中的一个
旨意。But he had a choice.
但是雅各他有个选择。
He held on.
他继续等候。
Like Joseph, he had a choice.
就好像约瑟他有是一个选择。
He carried on.
他并没有当时就放弃了，他继续的往前。
Amen. Joseph had even worse life than us. You know, he went from a servant to a prisoner. He's from a slave to a prisoner. That was his promotion.
所以当时我们约瑟的处境比我们更糟糕，但是他从奴隶变成囚犯。
We give up far less than Jacob and Joseph.
可能我们所经历的比起雅各和约瑟经历的其实算不什么。
If this is the line on the ground, if you can see if this is the real line on the ground, and if you cross that line, it means I don't want to know God anymore, I will not be a Christian anymore, I ask you this question, what will make you cross this line?
如果这地上有一条线，如果你跨越这个线之后，那么就是代表说我不再想认识神，我放弃我基督徒的信仰。
If I cross this line, that means I'm a Christian. That one means I don't want to be a Christian anymore because I believe God is not real. What will have to happen in your life for you to cross this line?
如果这地上有一条画了一条界限，在这边你是基督徒，跨越这个线，你说你放弃我的信仰，不做基督徒了。那么我问你一个问题是，生命中会发生什么样的事，会让你要做这个决定，放弃你的信仰呢？
And yet most of us can say God is my most precious thing that I have. Jesus is very important in my life.
可能很多人会说，神是我生命中最宝贵、最珍贵的一样事。
Because He gives me eternal life.
因为神赐给我永生。
And yet, as a pastor for all these years, I've seen so many cross this line.
但是作为牧师这么多年，我看到很多人，他们真的跨过这个界限，就真的放弃他们的信仰。
And the majority of people crossing this line is for one thing: God did not answer my prayer.
很多人他们让他们放弃信仰的一个很大的原因是，他们觉得神没有垂听他们的祷告。
God did not give me what I want.
神没有给我想要得到的东西。
And some of the things are absolutely unimportant, but it is enough for a person to cross that line.
其实他们当时所想要的东西，现在看来并不重要，但是就是如此不这么重要的事情，会让他们可以放弃他们的信仰。
So I ask you, pray before God, what will cost me? What will cause me to cross the line? Be careful. So, we need to realize.Where our limits are.
所以我今天让我们来到神面前祷告，问自己这样一个问题：什么东西会让我们愿意付上这个代价来放弃我们的信仰？
And I believe the Holy Spirit will show you.
我相信圣灵可能会给我们这样的答
案。What will make you cross the line?
是什么会让我们跨过这个界限呢？
See, for Jacob and for Joseph, they didn't cross the line.
雅各跟约瑟，他们就算再艰难，他们都没有跨过这个界限。
Even though they were in such pain.
尽管他们的生命中经历极大一个痛苦
but because they didn't cross the line
但是因为就算他们没有放弃他们的信仰
they saw the glory of God
他们见证了神的荣耀
they saw the fulfillment of their lives
他们见证了他们生命中应许的这个实现
they saw their identity
他们见证了他们在神里面的身份的实现
they realized who God is
然后他们也真正的认识了这一位神
Amen.
Amen.
Let's have some really good testimonies
让我们生命，我们也有真正真正好的一些见证。
And so we see in Genesis chapter 45, verse 25 to 26.
让我们看创世纪的45章25到26节。
This is how Jacob reacted when his sons told him that Joseph was alive.
这里是雅各听到他的儿子告诉他约瑟还在还活着在埃及的时候，他做出反应。
He said, so they went up.Out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to their father Jacob. And they told him, Joseph is still alive. Phew. And he is ruler over all the land of Egypt. And his heart became numb, for he did not believe them.
他们从埃及上去，来到迦南地，他们的父亲雅各那里，告诉他说，约瑟还在，并且做了埃及全地的宰相。雅各心里冰凉，因为不信他们。
How many of us believe that Jacob is really special?
有多少人觉得这，雅各他真的很特别，出奇。
Oh, he's one of the great people, man of faith. No.
很多人觉得他是说，哇，是那种真的有极大信心之人呢。
He said his heart became numb, and he did not believe them.
看看他当时真实的一个反应哈，他听着他儿子跟他们说的给他说的话，他心里冰凉，因为他不信他们。
Although he held on to God.
尽管当时那十几年他还是仍然还在相信神
His heart was already dead.
但是他心好像心意已死
he was grieving all this time.
这过很多年他都在活在那种哀痛当中
His heart was so broken.
他的心极其的
He doesn't know what to believe anymore.
可能他觉得都没有什么指望了
And yet he held on to God.
但是他仍然抓住神
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the attitude I think the Holy Spirit wants us. No matter even if you feel yourself dead, just stretch out your hand and just hold on.
我相信这是圣灵好像要我们每个人所有一种态度，就算你觉得心都冰凉了，心意都死了，但是还是不要放弃，还是紧紧抓住神。
It's okay. It's okay to be real before God.
就是我们很多时候可能在神面前可以坦诚。
It's okay to say, God, I have no faith.
就可能在神面前我们可以跟神坦白说神啊我觉得我真的就快没有信心了
I have no strength to follow you
我好像没有力气继续好像来跟随你了
I have no faith to pray to you
我也没有更大的信心在跟你祷告了
But God I want to hang on to you Please help me
但是神我还想继续的抓住你求你帮助我
And I know God is faithful
我知道我们的神是可信的神
He will drag you along
神会继续的拖着我们。
Even if you feel like you're a dead corpse.
好像你觉得你一具死尸一样
you know,
觉得就没有生气。
If you want to die, make sure you die forward, going towards your direction.
就算你觉得我们要死去然后我们就往前倒是朝着我们要前进的方向。
Don't fall backwards.
一定不要往后面倾倒。
Amen? That's how we should be. God, with my last breath, I'm going to fall forward into my destiny.
就像我们最后一口气出啊我们都要朝着我们你所指定的那个方向前进。
You see, Jacob said, he said, when he heard that his son was still alive, what happened? He said, his heart stood still, basically, in other translation. It stopped beating. And then, what?
然后当时雅各他听到他的儿子告诉他这个关于约瑟的消息的时候他的心都停止了就说就觉得非常不可置信的。
See, when time comes, when heaven starts opening for you, when you realize that God has been working all the time, your first reaction is you have a heart attack.
所以就好像我们如果真的我们有一些发生这种情况，觉得那个我们像我们关闭了很久的那个天，慢慢向我们敞开的时候，我们的反应就觉得说，可能觉得你消除信。
Your head can't believe it.
那么你觉得当时你可能很大的一个反应你的头脑就完全不觉得不可置疑。
So what happens then? So whenever you come to the end, and when you realize God is working all this time, two things happen. You first of all have a heart attack, and then your brain can't believe.
所以当时如果我们看到我们一直以来原来神都还在我们生命中做工的时候，我们意识到这样一个事实的时候，可能我们会有这样一个真实的反应。
Then、
我们心会停止，可能头脑也不相信。
Verse 27, but when they told him all the words of Joseph, and he said to them, and he saw that the wagons that Joseph had sent to him, the spirit of their father Jacob revived.
二十七节说，他们便将约瑟对他们说的一切话都告诉了他。他们的父亲雅各又看见约瑟打发来接他的车辆，他的心就苏醒了。
I love the way the Bible describes it, as though Jacob has died.
我很喜欢圣经这里描述了当时雅各那个心境，就好像当时他的心好像已经死去了。
Because in the last 15 years, he was like a dead man.
就好像因为过去的15年，当他知道他的儿子好像已经死去的时候，他活着就像一个行尸走肉一样。
And that's how it is for some Christians. For all these, you started well, but the last 10, 15 years, you are like a dead man.
可能对于有些基督徒来说，刚开始他们的生命很好，但是可能因为遭遇了一些事情，他们的生命后来就越来越低落。
You can't see how you can become a Christian on fire anymore.
可能你再看不到有这样子，有一天你的心会再一次为基督火热的那一天呢。
And you can't see how heaven can ever open for you.
你也想象不到有一天天堂会再次向你敞开那个场面。
And you've been dragging yourself to church all these years.
可能在很多年，你教会都是就是死死的拖住自己去教会。
Your husband or your wife is dragging you to church.
你觉得你去教会这件事情都是真的是。很挣扎，很挣扎的。
And you've been rotting, and you've been smelling like a corpse.
你觉得好像你自己就是一个行尸走肉一样活着。
And then when you realize God has actually been at work,
当你突然有一天你意识到原来这么多年，你心意都已经冷的时候，你觉得原来神一直在做工。
Like this verse here, the Spirit came into Jacob and revived him.
这里说
，That's a picture of resurrection.
就好像一个复活的一种景象，那种灵进入到他里面，他的心一下子就苏醒了。
When I read this, I said, God, I need your spirit.
当我读到这里的时候，
I'm getting a bit smelly now.
当我读到这里的时候，我跟神祷告，神啊，我也希望你的灵重新来苏醒我，唤醒我。
How many of you feel like I'm getting a bit smelly, but the corpse has been rotting for quite a while?
有多少人觉得说，好像觉得身上带着那种味道
？But don't give up.
但是我们一定不要放弃。
The Spirit will revive you.
神的灵会让我们再次苏醒过来。
When your trial finishes,
当我们所经历的那个历练
，When the timing comes,
当神的时机到的时候
，God will go, there you go. That's what I've been working in all the time.
神会把这个真相让你看到，原来这么多年，神仍然在有所作为。
And then your Spirit revives you.
然后你的心、你的灵会再次苏醒过来。
And then in verse 28 said, and Israel said.It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.
二十八节，以色列说：“罢了，罢了，我的儿子约瑟还在，趁我未死以先，我要去见他一面。”
You see, for us, oh, God has been working.
对于我们来说，我们说：“哇，原来神一直在他生命中有所作为。”
I will go and serve my Lord Savior Jesus before I die.
我要在我未死之前，我要再次去侍奉我的主耶和华神。
Amen, brothers and sisters. No one said Christianity is easy.
没弟兄姐妹们，我们知道说，作为基督徒，我们其实并不容易。
No one says.
没有任何人说做基督徒是很容易一件事情。
See, God always hears our prayers.
神总是垂听我们的祷告。
But He doesn't always act the way we want Him to act.
但是神很多时候并不是按照我们所期待的方式来行事。
You see, what we like to do is we've got requests.
很多时候我们就是会有很多的要求。
We put it into a microwave oven.
我们放在一个好像微波炉的一个盒子里面。
And then we say a one-minute prayer. Ding, 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 ding.
然后我们可能线上可能很多很多祷告。
And then we pray.
然后我们祷告。
And it went ding. That's it. Where is it? That's how come it's not hot.
然后那个时间到的时候，叮一响的时候，我们觉得打开一看，哎，我们要的东西是不是到了呢
？You see, you never know that 1 minute actually might mean.1 year.
但是我们可能我们觉得那个一分钟其实可能是在神眼中是一年呢。
That 1 minute actually says 10 years.
可能我们以为这一分钟是神眼中的十年。
And you're praying, you're praying, you're praying, you're praying. After 9 years, you're still praying.
可能你祷告了九年之后。
You see, we don't know what's going on in the heavens.
因为很多时候我们不知道数天在属灵的层面在发生的事情。
But one thing we do know, God hears us.
但是有一件事情我们很确信的是，神是一定垂听的。
Eventually,
the
heavens will open.
最终神的这个天呐会向我们敞开。
Amen. Then you may say, God, I'd prefer not to do it your method. Please, can you make it fast? I want a microwave, ding, 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 Christianity.
很多时候你说神呐、啊、其实我就是与其不要用你的方式可不可以，可不可以快一点神，可不可以好像 microwave 这样子叮叮叮转两下就好了呢。
Amen. We all want to a ding, ding, Christianity.
我们都好像一种很速食的一种信仰。
But with God, some things are ding ding, other things are very long time.
但是对于神来说，神的时间真的不是我们的时间，可能会很长。
Whatever happens, He's better than us.
但是不管是怎么样的方式发生，他的道路都好过我们的道路。
Amen. Amen. If we are so clever, why is it that we regret a lot?
为什么我们觉得自己很聪明，但是我们生命中还是有很多让我们很遗憾的事情呢？
You know the thing that I'm afraid of most is when I regret that I did something or said something.
我很多时候我生命中会对我以前说过的事情或做过的事情很懊悔。
Or that I made the wrong decision.
或者我之前做了一些错误的决定。
But when I was making that decision, I knew I was better than anybody else.
但是当我在当时那个情况我做那个决定的时候，我觉得自己很厉害。
That is the right decision.
我觉得我比任何人都聪明，我做的决定是最明智的决定。
God, you don't know my heart.
你可能会在神面前好像很自负的说，
神你不知道我的心。And then your family try to advise you. No, this is the best decision.
可能你身边的家人或者朋友尝试来给你建议的时候，你说嗯不，我的想法是最好的。
And then when you choose that decision, then you regret.
然后当你按照你的想法去做的时候，就后来又经历了很多的懊悔。
Because we are rubbish.
因为其实我们真的就是
We're not all that clever.
我们真的很多时候一无是处，并不是我们想象这么聪明。我们并不是我们想象的这么聪明。
And that because we don't know what's really going on in our lives, what's going on around us.
因为那是我们并对我们人生的很多东西，我们并没有一个真实的看见。
But God knows.
但神却知道。
And that's why we need to trust Him.
这就是为什么我们要选择相信神。
And let's stop insisting on the way He should answer our prayers.
所以让我们不要再继续去坚持，他要按照我们的方式来回应我们的祷告。
Don't be like me.That my prayers are more like advice to God what He should do for me.
不要学我，像我跟神的祷告就是好像我在跟神提建议说他要怎么怎么做。
And when it doesn't happen, my prayer becomes moaning.
所以当我的祷告没有蒙神垂听的时候，那么我的祷告就变成了在神里面的哀怨。
Instead of groaning,
与其去哀动。
But gradually, as God works through your life.All your groanings and advice turns into humility of prayer.
所以可能经过很多年的磨练，我们在之前在神面前的哀动啊、埋怨，会变成一种谦卑。
You see, that's how God works in our lives.
这就是神其实在我们生命中的作为。
Amen. And I advise everyone here today, I encourage you. God loves us, and let's trust Him.
所以我真的是在我给在座的每一位弟兄姊妹的建议是让我们知道说神爱我们，让我们一定要相信他。
And so I'd like to now turn to Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1.
我们看以赛亚书64章第一节。
I just given you an example of a man, Jacob,
我刚刚
who feels as though the heavens are closed to him, even though they were open when he was a young man.
所以刚刚我给大家举的那个例子就是雅各他生命中所经历的，当他可能在年轻的时候他经历了天向他敞开，但是后来他年老的时候他觉得天向他闭上。
Remember he first encountered God with a ladder of, the angels came up and down, it was a heaven that was open to him.
接下来在年轻的时候他第一个与神的一个相遇的经历就是天向他敞开，阶梯的天使在向他向下
and the heaven spoke to him.
然后神来对他说话。
But when Joseph died, when Joseph was taken away, that heaven was shut.
当约瑟被夺去的时候，他以为约瑟死的时候，那么好像他曾经那个向他敞开那个天又向他闭上了。
Or it felt as though it was shut.
或者对他的时候就觉得好像天向他闭
上。So today, if you feel as though heaven is shut,
如果今天我们当中的在座的，你觉得如果神的那个门向你关上的时候，
Here is the prayer that we pray.
这是一个祷告词给我们用。
Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence.
愿你裂天而降。愿山在你面前震动。
You see, Isaiah was prophesying that God, Israel is such a mess.
但是先知以赛亚发预言的时候，当时以色列的国是很一片。
We're surrounded by enemies.
当时他们是被众仇敌所围困。
So he prayed, God, tear open the heavens.
所以他跟神祷告说，愿你裂天而降。
Please come down.
求你神啊彰显你自己。
And make our enemies tremble at your presence.
让我们的仇敌在你面前都会震动。
You see, these mountains speaks of our problems.
好像这个山就好像我们生命中的很多问题。
You see, we have problems as though they are unmovable.
我们好像遇到这些问题就觉得好像不可移动一样。
We try this, we try that, we try everything that we can think of.
我们用了各种各样的方式尝试解决，好像都无计可施。
And we feel as though God is not hearing.
我们就觉得神好像没有在垂听我们祷告。
No matter how we plead before Him.
不管我们在神面前多么苦苦的哀求。
But Isaiah is encouraging us to say what He is saying.
所以这让我们来效仿以赛亚这里所说的祷告。
When for whatever reason Israel sounded as though Israel felt as though God has shut the heavens to Israel.
所以对当时的以色列的百姓来说，不管是因为什么原因，他们觉得神就已经那个天堂向他们关闭一样。
But our response should be not one of giving up, but look towards heaven. It said, "Oh Lord, that you may open the heaven, tear it open, not me tear it open, you tear it open."
所以我们的态度就是说，在我们的神明祷告，神啊，愿你将你的天裂天而降。
You see, he didn't say just open.
叫你不是说我们要打开这个天堂，是神亲自
automatic open，
不好像不是一个窗帘好像自动的好像开启一样。
Tear open means God wants to come to us, so He tears it open like the way He torn the veil in the temple.
所以这里讲说裂开就是好像不是轻轻的打开，就是撕裂开了，用各种方法把那个天敞开。
I'm telling you, God will tear the heavens for you and me.
所以我告诉大家，神会为了你我而将这个天撕裂。
He's more desperate to communicate, to talk to you, to touch us than you think in your prayers.
真的，神比我们想象的更加的迫切，想要来与你我沟通。
But God is wise.
但是神是有智慧的。
He's working something out.
他是在就是在我们不经意当中神在慢慢的工作。
Amen. Before he comes down and destroy and shake all the mountains in our lives.
在神他在 要降下来之前，会为我们把所有的问题所有的那些阻挠我们东西震动开来之前。
Verse 2. And when the fire kindled brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known, your adversariesAnd that the nations might tremble at your presence.
第二节，好像火烧干柴，又像火将水烧开，使你敌人知道你的名，使列国在你面前发战。
You see, Isaiah now is looking back at what God has done before.
所以以赛亚在看说，神以前在以色列当中国民当中做的事。
See, every time when I struggle, I think back. What did God used to do?
我每次当我生命当中遇到挣扎的时候，我都会回想神以前在我生命中所有的作为。
Verse 3 says, when you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence.
Is it verse 3?
Yeah.
那么我们知道说，你成行我们不能逆料可畏的事，那时你降临，山岭在你面前震动。
You see, Isaiah looking back, he said, we didn't even ask you, and yet we saw you come down to do mighty things that none of us pray for. And it was awesome.
以赛亚说，我们当时我们记得你行的，我们都没有向你祈求的事情，那个事情是奇妙可畏的事情。
You see, in our minds, we think God will do it this way, God will do it that way.
在我们的思想当中，我们会用人的想法去说，神你会这样做，你会这样做。
But whenever God does something, it will make your jaw drop. Wow.
但是真的是，当神做了一些事情的时候，我们会觉得啊，哑口无言，让我们非常的吃惊。
I can't believe He loves me that much.
你可能你会真的是非常惊讶的说，哇，原来神这么的爱我们。
That was the prayer of Isaiah.
这就是以赛亚先知这里的祷告。
Do you know that in the New Testament, this prayer was answered?
你们知道在新约当中，这个以赛亚这里的祷告其实得到。
If you and I have this prayer today, God has already given us the answer.
所以当我们今天的祷告，神其实已经给我们的问题的答案。
Oh, that you will render the heavens and what? And come down.
神会将天撕裂开来，然后降下。
So let's have a look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. This is what happened.
然后马太福音三章十六节。
When Jesus was baptized, immediately went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, coming to rest on him.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。
You see, when Jesus came to us,
当主耶稣降世的时候，
and the Bible specifically describes this event that he was baptized.
这里圣经特别的描述了耶稣受洗的这个场景。
Baptized as a man,
是以人的身份来受洗。
Our representative,
也是我们的代表。
What did he do?
他当时做了什么呢？
He opened the heavens.
当时神将天敞开。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is the truth.
这是这个真理。
The heavens today are only closed to you and me in our minds.
所以今天这个真理就是，只是我们思想当中以为这个天是向我
们地上的。We call that a stronghold.
这是我们所称为的这个营
垒。We don't believe God is hearing our prayers.
因为我们不相信神垂听我们的祷告。
We don't believe that our problems can be fixed.
我们不相信我们的问题会得到解决。
We don't believe our situation will ever change.
我们不相信我们的环境有所改变。
That's why we believe the heavens are closed.
所以我们相信，我们觉得这个天是关闭的。
But did you know the heavens never shut after Jesus opened them?
但是有多少人知道，这个天是在耶稣开启之后再没有关上
了？ And I have the evidence.
我有个在经文章有。
That the heavens are open.
我有这个证据证明天是向我们敞开的。
I have the evidence.
我有这样的一个证据。
Because what came down when the heavens opened?
因为当天敞开的时候，什么降下了呢？
Isaiah's prayer was, Oh, that you rend the heavens, that you may come down. What came down when the heavens opened?
当时以赛亚的祷告是把天裂开降下来，那降下来的是什么呢？
Clearly it says, the Holy Spirit came down.
这里非常清楚地讲到是神的灵降下。
If you have the Holy Spirit in you, it means God has come down.
如果说这个我们有圣灵在我们里面，就说神已经降下。
And if the Holy Spirit is on the earth, the heavens are open.
如果圣灵在地上的话，就代表这个天是敞开的。
Can you see, brothers and sisters, as long as you have the Holy Spirit, the heavens are open to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们相信这是我们圣灵在我们的里面，那么就天是一直向我们敞开的。
See, what came down wasn't the Father. What came down wasn't some meteorite.
所以天敞开以后降下的是神，是神的灵。
What came down was the Spirit of God.
降下的就是神的灵。
Amen. And I'm telling you, when you feel the heavens are shut,
很多时候当我们觉得天是关上的时候，
Tell yourself they're not shut.
然后要告诉自己天并没有向我关闭。
When you feel that the God's not hearing your prayers,
当你觉得神好像没有在垂听你的祷告的时候，
The reality is he's hearing you loud and clear.
但是那个事实是神垂听的祷告非常清晰地听到了你的祷告。
When you see your problems are bigger than anything, when you feel like your life is under threat,And the mountains cannot be shaken.
所以当你发觉你生命中所遇到的困难极其大的时候，你觉得那些问题无法解决的时候，
Now know that the Holy Spirit is with you.
但是要知道圣灵是与我们同在的。
And because He's with you,
就是因为圣灵与我们同在。
Every single mountain can be shaken and can be removed.
就是因为圣灵与我们同在，我们生命中的每一个大山都可以被挪移，每一个大山都可以被震动。
The Holy Spirit will encourage you.
我叫圣灵来亲自来鼓励我们。
To carry on.
让我们继续的往前前进。
To persevere.
我们继续的忍耐。
It doesn't succumb to your problems.
当我们面对我们的问题的时候。
Amen. You see.Even though we want a microwave God,
很多时候虽然我们想一个即很快速的一个神的回应
，is very difficult.
但是是很难的。
To live this Christian life by our own strength,
因为我们很难靠自己的能力去过一个基督徒的生命。
But with the Holy Spirit, it's possible.
但是因为有圣灵住在我们的里面，这就变为可能。
You see, the most important function of the Holy Spirit to me.Is not just seeing people healed, although that is very important.
对于我来说，圣灵在我们生命的工作，其中一点当然是医治，但是更重要的是。
But I don't need healing every day.
但是我们不需要每天，不是每天都需要医
治。But what I need is the Holy Spirit to be with me.
但是我所需要的是圣灵时时刻刻与我同在。
To give me wisdom.
给我智慧
Because every day somebody is judging me, somebody is saying the wrong things to me.
因为每天我们都会遇到这样的情况，有人来论断我们，有些人会对我们说闲话。
Every day you are being attacked by either the devil or humans.
因为每天我们不是仇敌，就是我们身边的人不断的攻击我们。
And if it's not them, it's you yourself.
如果不是别人攻击你，可能你自己的里面自我定罪。
Every day people struggle even to go to bed because there's all kinds of problems.That are whirling in your mind and your heart.
很多人每天就是因为思想当中各种各样奇奇怪怪的想法，让他觉得都很难入睡。
And all you want is just one peaceful day.
因为我们真的是希望的就是每天有一个很平静平安的一天。
And even that, most people can't get.
就算好像一个看似很小的一个要求，很多人都达不到。
But you can.
但是
The Holy Spirit is with us.
但是当圣灵与我们同在的时候就可以做到
He can turn things around for us.
他可以把我们身边的事情有一个翻转
He will do the impossible at the time when he needed to do it.
当我们需要的时候神会做那个不可能的事情
Amen? Amen. That is the difference between us and the world.
这就是我们与这个世界所不同之处
Jesus said,He will give us a peace that the world does not have.
神说他要将世人所没有这个平安赐给我们。
And that peace is called the Holy Spirit.
这个平安其实就是圣灵他自己。
And if you have the Holy Spirit active in your life, every single day is peaceful for you.
如果我们有这个平安的君王圣灵住在我们的里面的时候，我们每一天都会得到平安。
Every day when you go to bed, you are going in peace.
每天当我们每晚入睡的时候，我们都会平安的入睡。
Amen. That's Him.
就是神。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then verse 17 said, And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
十七节说，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
If Jesus is our representative,
如果神是我们的代表者，是我们的长兄。
If God is pleased with him,
如果是父喜悦子的话
，He is also pleased with us.
那么父神也是喜悦我们众子的。
Whatever he has done,
不管他做了什么
，He done it for us.
他都是为你我而做的。
Whatever he is,
他的所是
，So are we.
也是我们的所是。
If the Father say he is a beloved son.
当父说这是我的爱子的时候
We are also beloved.
我们众子也是父的爱子
Amen.
Amen.
So when we look back at the life of Jacob,
所以现在我们在回顾雅各的生命的时候
He suffered all those years.
可能在很多年他经历了一些很苦难
Could not see how where God was.
他因为他看不到神的应作为
To his surprise, his son was alive.
当他年在晚年的时候他真的是很发觉让他的儿子还活着
And when he realized that life came back to him
然后因为这样的一个发现 他的生命又再次醒悟过来
Life was restored into him
他的生命再次复苏
We have an advantage being in the New Testament.
但是我们在新约的我们有这样一个优势。
That the Holy Spirit is with us.
我们知道圣灵就住在我们的里面。
He can restore life back to us.
他可以把我们的生命再次复苏。
I mean, there are brothers and sisters here today. You need the Holy Spirit to put faith back into you. Life back into your soul.
我们今天当中可能有部分人需要圣灵亲自来苏醒我们的信心，使生命再次复苏在我们里面。
You need to realize that the heavens are not shut.
要让我们真正的看见和意识到天是向我们敞开的。
God can hear you.
神会听到，神听到你的祷告。
Amen. What you need is the Holy Spirit.
你所需要的就是这个圣灵。
And if you have the Holy Spirit.
如果我们知道有圣灵的话，
He will bring faith back into your life.
他会再一次把信心注入在我们里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father.
好，亲爱的天父。
Open the heavens.
主，你的天向我们敞开。
Let our minds realize.
让我们的意念明白。
The heavens are open to us.
让我们真正的意识到天是向我们敞开的。
Lord, reach down to us now.
主啊，让你亲自的来触摸我们。
Holy Spirit, come and touch us.
圣灵来亲自的触摸我们。
Revive us.
来再次的复苏我们。
Restore life back into our brothers and sisters.
主，把你的生命再次注入到我们的里面。
Those who may feel God, you are far away.
那些觉得神远离你的弟兄姊妹。
God, that somehow, Lord, you are not listening to them.
或者你觉得神没有垂听他们的祷告。
Hallelujah.Lord, I pray, inject faith into our souls.
主，我们祷告，在我们的魂当中注入你的信心。
That we may know God, that the heavens are open.
以致让我们真的可以真实的相信天是向我们敞开的。
And that we are your beloved.
让我们知道我们是你所爱的。
And the Father is trying to talk to us.
我们知道父，你迫切的想与我们讲沟通。
Speak to us, Lord.
主，现在就对我们说话。
Let us hear your words.
让我们来听到你的声音，父。
Let the Bible come alive for us.
让圣经的每字经文都变成活的。
Let our hearts, O God, be yearning for you once more.
让我们的心再次来渴慕你。
Stir our hearts again, Lord.
主，再次来搅动我们的灵，主。
Stir the hunger.
能把渴慕的灵放在我们的里面。
For the living God.
来渴慕这个有红的真神。
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, stand. If today you come to church,
弟兄姊妹们，如果今天你来到教会，
and some of you wanted to come to church today, but you just can't, you just didn't feel you got the energy.
今天你想来教会，但是你觉得好像你没有力气来教会。
Don't let the enemy stop you.
不要让仇敌来阻止你。
Come to His presence.
让我们今天来到主的同在当中。
It is important that you are in His presence.
因为很重要的是，我们每天要住在他的同在当中。
Together with other brothers and sisters.
我们与其他的肢体一起住在他的同在。
Just one touch from Jesus.
因为神的一个触摸。
Your life can be turned around.
你生命会得到很大一个翻转。
Just one touch from Jesus.
主的一个触摸。
You will see things differently.
会让你的看见有所改观。
We thank you, Jesus.
我们感谢你，主耶稣。
Stir our hearts, Lord.
主啊，求你亲自的搅动我们的心。
Rend the heavens.
主，将天撕裂开。
That we may feel your hand upon our lives.
让我们感受到你的手就按在我们身上。
Come, Lord. Come, Lord.
主，请你来。
I know there are brothers and sisters here today.
我知道我们当中有部分人。
This is your year.
这是你的。
To rise up.
今年是这个时候要你要再次兴起。
To rise up.
再次兴起。
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的大能再次兴起。
Hallelujah. And not to allow your mind or your heart to shut the heavens.
不要让你的思想和你的意念来将天关闭。
Because they are open.
因为这个天已经敞开。
Hallelujah, Lord. So as we worship the Lord,
等下我们敬拜的时候，
I believe the Holy Spirit will touch us.
我相信圣灵会来触摸我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just lead us to worship.
Hallelujah.
Living in me.
If Jesus is really in here today,
主今天就在我们当中。
Hallelujah, it's touching our hearts now.
神在触摸我们的心。
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
主，感谢你。
We thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
As we sing the next song.
心呈现你在主身边前歌颂你，我要向你的圣殿下拜，为你慈爱和诚实称赞你，要以心呈现你在主身边前歌颂你，我要向你的圣殿下拜，为你 求是你必